This is Red FM's News Extra, Cork's brand new daily news podcast.
It's Thursday. Good afternoon. I'm Lana O'Connor with Red FM's News Podcast. The city's Lord Mayor is calling for a serious debate around knife crime. Her calls come in the wake of two separate attacks in Carrigaline in recent weeks, which left one man dead and saw a teenager hospitalised. Lord Mayor Councillor Deirdre Ford has suggested the introduction of a knife amnesty as a step towards disencouraging youths that are involved in such incidents and making communities feel safer. She says the victims of such crimes need to be supported as they're often left carrying the impact of the crime for the rest of their lives. Speaking to Red FM News, Lord Mayor Councillor Ford says it's time a debate was started around how best to tackle knife crime.
Perhaps it's time to say to all these people that might carry knives and who might have intent, that there is a better way and that there are serious consequences for, first of all, carrying around knives which have the potential to take lives and to make lives change forever, not alone for the victim's family and the victims who must be front and centre of all this, but also the people who, in a moment of madness, carry the knives and use them.
Cork TD Holly Carnes has spoken out about the abuse faced by women in politics. The Cork South West Social Democrats TD revealed how she was absolutely terrified by a stalker who showed up at her home. The 33-year-old said a persistent online stalker turned up at her home and his presence changed everything for her and how she behaved in every single thing. Speaking on the Virgin Media podcast, The Group Chat, Holly Carnes says she lives in rural West Cork where she didn't have any kind of security, but she has now had to install CCTV, blinds and locks in her home. She says the stalking went on for about 6 months and led her to take a step back from the media for a time as she was worried she was drawing too much attention to herself. Deputy Carn says the stalking interfered with her job as she was even advised by Gardaí not to run a constituency clinic.
But it wasn't until somebody who had started off with messages to my work phone then ended up turning up at the house on several occasions, it changed everything for me. I felt then like every message I got was potentially somebody who could turn up to my house. Absolutely terrified. Like, I'm from West Cork. I didn't have a lock for a door. I didn't have blinds. I didn't have any kind of security. And now I have CCTV, I have blinds, I have locks. I'm hyper aware. The guards have advised me that I can't have a constituency clinic, you know, because I'm advertising where I am and that I'll be alone potentially.
64 teachers and staff at St Coleman's Community College in Middleton have been revealed as the winners of yesterday's €500,000 Millions Plus draw. The Irish Examiner reports that the group, which includes administrative staff, SNAs and caretakers, bought a 10-line quick pick for the draw. The ticket was bought at Tim McCarthy News on Main Street in the town and each member of the syndicate will receive almost €8,000.
The five biggest stories in Cork today. This is Red FM's News Extra.
Starting with rugby, and the omission of Joey Carberry is the main talking point from the 37-man Ireland squad that was named for the Six Nations this morning. There's no room for the Munster out half, coach Andy Farrell opting for captain Johnny Sexton, along with Ross Byrne and Jack Crowley. Gavin Coombs has earned a recall into the squad, while there's no place for Robbie Henshaw, who toured with the Lions 18 months ago. He misses out due to injury. There are eight Munster players in all in the squad: Tadhg Byrne, Craig Casey, Gavin Coombs, Jack Crowley, Keith Earls, Dave Kilcoyne, Conor Murray and Peter O'Mahony, while there is one uncapped international in the squad, that's Leinster back Jamie Osborne. Ireland kick off their campaign away to Wales in Cardiff on Saturday, February 4th. In football, Manchester City can cut Arsenal's lead at the top of the Premier League table to 5 points if they can beat Tottenham tonight. John Stones and Ruben Dias are available for City, while Rodrigo Bentancur could return for Spurs. Kickoff is at 8 p.m. at the Etihad. Premier League strugglers West Ham have completed the signing of striker Danny Ings from Aston Villa. The former Southampton and Liverpool striker, who has 3 England caps, moves to the London Stadium for a reported £15 million. In international football, the Republic of Ireland will play China in a friendly as part of their preparations for this summer's World Cup. Vera Pauwsyd will face China for the first time on February 4th as part of their 10-day training camp in Spain. They'll also face Germany in a behind-closed-doors training game. In Gaelic Games, the Fitzgibbon Cup this evening, UCC hosting Maynooth University. That's in the Mardaic at 7. In the Sigerson Cup, M2 Cork are on the road to Maynooth University. That's in Abbottstown at 6. In tennis, Andy Murray currently on court at the Australian Open. He's in the first set of his second round match against the Australian Tennessee Kokkinakis. 9-time champion Novak Djokovic also currently in action. He's currently taking on the French qualifier Enzo Cuoco, and it is Djokovic who leads by 2-1 there. Meanwhile, the women's second seed Ons Jabeur will follow Djokovic on the Rod Laver Arena facing Marketa Vondrousova. And that's the sport with Grandin's Toyota.
Catch up on Cork with our new daily news podcast, Red FM News Extra.